Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Drive 959. We've got a drive moment.
Okay.
What advice would you give someone who is thinking of moving to Gauteng, GP Gangsters Paradise? Living in Gauteng, white people who say Gauteng, can be exciting and tough at the same time. What's the best advice you'd give to someone planning to move here? Economic powerhouse with significant contribution to national GDP. That's why masses are moving to Gauteng. And also high population density and urbanization. Job opportunities and economy activity. Infrastructure challenges affecting daily life. Yeah, that is so true. So, listen, my first advice to someone when you move to Gauteng, and I always say the residents of Gauteng or Johannesburg or any other popular city, could be New York City, could be London, it could be Madrid, it could be Spain. The locals are not as popular as the people who've just moved into that town. You know, like New York. I mean, if you go to New York, the most popular people are not from there. Trevor Noah was an example. Let me use Trevor Noah as an example. Even in Gauteng, the most popular people, people who are successful, most of them are not from this part of the world. So you, what the advice that you want to give them is that, you know, even with the success, you must take it easy and chill and not be too loud.
That's what Andy said.
For me.
Andy said, find yourself.
Yeah.
Before you come decide, it's taller when I go to Ubani and what do you need. The advice I'll give people that are coming to and want to move to Gauteng is, know where you want to stay. Because you might find yourself and everyone will get a mid-trend.
Yeah,
because Midrand, there's a second.
Midrand, Pretoria.
Yeah. There's other nice places besides the Midrand in Pretoria. There's other nice, affordable places.
Advice I would give somebody who wants to come to Gauteng, don't. Stay where you are. Farm. Do whatever you need to do. Phoqukisa your immediate surroundings wherever you are. Yes, it's the land of milk and honey. There's other 5 billion bees looking to get into that milk and honey. So I would advise you to stay. Wherever you are, stay.
So
stay.
This person,
you are better off.
So this person that Khomutso is telling to stay. So your response must be, I'm a different bee.
Oh, okay.
If the other bees have not made it in Gauteng, I'm the one who will make it. But as glamorous as Joburg looks when you come and visit for a weekend and you see the Ferraris and the what, you're not going to achieve those things overnight.
The bulk of the people living their Gauteng dream on Instagram, half of them have faked it. You heard earlier in the week, people, barking content creators, pushing the trolley go wheelies and then leaving the trolley halfway. You heard that, right? You've heard stories of people going to the Diamond Walk, hiring paperbacks for content. That is more of a reality in Gauteng than what you see.
So basically, you're saying Gauteng actually advert in
Dubai.
Absolutely.
Problem is lende phakathi.
I advert enkulu kabi. You know the screens when they advertise the burger?
Yeah.
It looks juicy and amazing.
The cheese is melting.
Mamela, when you open the box, it's swapuchile, it's exciting.
The cheese is
like Gauteng.
In a pan, the cheese, I go in the middle of the pan.
But Mamela, that's Gauteng. It does not mean that there are no success stories.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, there's other places where you can make success.
Like you said, Glenn, patience. How patient are you that you're going to come to Gauteng and in the next 3 years, whatever that you came in for, would you be patient enough to say, I would wait until what I'm here for starts happening? If you're not patient, then follow Khomutso's idea. Like, don't come.
Try 15, 20 years. Ask Younger Chief. Younger Chief, you know the What If superstar?
Yeah.
He came here. Ka video watwati, I told my videographer, I told my behind the scenes, fell in love with music, obviously, started doing music and all of that. I think Younger Chief, outside of the collabs he's had What If is probably his biggest charting song right now.
How long did it take
He's
for Casper
been
to
here for how long?
Yeah, for a while. Mm-hmm. There's people that are still here and like Agahlangan.
Agu Hla, guys, stay.
063-688-0959.
Mina ain't thing I should not Makotura, welcome Ekoli Kamtana Mwende Lipina. Anya my pelamazinyon dot. I faralibu and a pothole. What pies was a sal. No muso selem tansekaya will learn from our mistake. Uvuya it in tea to shona con. I get cause of clemu call at you call it like a song to see Varasha called. Hey, Bambelela siachi. Tata making up to keep it turning wrong. I say ki train is cutting some man so con a map pass in a mountain, nama bolt, nama uber. Slaganipa, with slanganipele when. Cotton has joked to the
And giving advice to someone coming that wants to come to Gauteng.
Don't.
That would be mine too.
Oh wow!
No.
Oh my hamba
yetu.
Yeah.
Why though? You know, I think there's so much more peace elsewhere. People will tell you the moment you come into the province, over Lukatal. Because everything is on the move. Everything
la lela la katala on a full time.
Exactly.
Talekaya le au katali, but you're hungry.
No way.
What's the point?
You have chickens. You have land to farm.
Ah, come on.
Ugasila milimil.
How many people have land to farm and the money?
In the countryside.
Yes.
That's what they have.
Okay. Why don't you want Omnyamunda feeder and do you feel like? And get the opportunities that you are getting. And get exposed to what you are getting exposed to. There's so many things to do here than being poor. Than, you can come like...
Also, do not ever think the countryside is poor. Ever.
Makumalo, what took your establishment here? What do you
really mean?
Hey, board members, lalelo ukuthi uphuwa la ekhaya.
And I'm sure Bioskop. How far is it?
It doesn't matter.
It really does.
You don't go to the movies every day. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but when you go to the movies, you are exposed to Msebenzepa. You can make popcorn. You can clean the floor.
They also care.
Where?
Guys,
Epochom,
we're good. We've got running water, we're good.
So when I'm a Kumal,
yep.
If these people here decide to sue you, you'll get away on a technicality.
Which is?
Yeah.
Pun intended. Yeah. We are in Guinness and I am.
In case you are missing the joke.
Gauteng is expensive, eh?
Yeah.
Gauteng is really, to those that want to come to Gauteng is expensive.
It depends, eh? Mm-hmm. Everything boils down to what you choose in life. With the suburb that you live in.
Yeah.
The kind of restaurants that you frequent, the kind of alcohol you drink, the kind of women you date.
It's also still expensive.
The advice I would give is stay away from the north, especially like your four ways area. It's so overrated, so expensive. Traffic is a mess. It's overrated. Stay away from it. It's also very pricey. You could get like indawo yokuhlala at a much lower price than what you'll pay for places in the north in four ways.
I think, Glenn, on that note, yeah, same job, same salary, but lifestyle is different. It's something, it's a halang, and then I learned the hard way. No? Mm. Apparently, you are not supposed to buy a car that may be bigger than your boss's, because of the under the assumption that what we are paying you, it should be what you are supposed to live on. Malapa hatswani, guys. Malapa hatswani. Ugas khona khali. Ugas khona khali.
You left your grandmother at home, your mother at home, all the people you know. The people love about Villab Song. You left them behind at home. Now, figure line, I'm not sober. I'm not mama, I'm not coco. So, you need to take care of yourself. Remember, Ugoti, Uzalo, Ubani, Upuma, Wupi. Never, 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 never let each one's baby eat again. Over one thing I'm getting a credit now.
Me no one don't know who's MG, pa. I'm shooting my delugo. kufa nethemba khoza uyozekela yena ngeke aseza
kiko kai kuba
Delova just next to Tembi's.
Once again.
Yeah, there's a squad of camp that called Matela Kufa. Kuka kwa yellow print Matela Kufa.
Okay.
Yeah, kuka yellow print baby or champ. Yawa.
Like a commercial craft.
Commercial, yes. Commercial aircraft.
People, when?
Yo, Dala then. I think in the '80s.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Then people ran there, but I'm a peggy.
So this guy was talking about he just reminded me talking about cars, you know, when you buy a car. I remember years ago I bought a car, really nice fancy car. One of my friends was not really a close friend, but he said to me, I hope the car matches the house. So basically it means there are people who can easily drive a car that's worth 5 million but live in an apartment that's worth a quarter of a million. So that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I smiled. Kamushabaka smile.
And then someone would say, yeah, I deserve a car of 5 million because I live in my car. I'm not in my house.
I'm always on the road.
Always on the road. Why must I have a house? A 5 million in like
and you have no comeback, eh?
I
will tell them, take it easy. Don't get carried away with everything that is happening, particularly in Joburg. Yes, there's a lot of hype. There's a lot of fun places to go. Hang around with people that you have common interest with. Don't get excited in doing things that you don't know with people that you don't know. And as Kumba has said, do a thorough research of where you want to stay. Joburg is not just Midrand. There's a whole lot of beautiful suburbs in Joburg. But most importantly, take it easy. Don't get carried away.
You know what? I would tell them to stay where they are because this is a slaughterhouse province.
Yeah.
Every day it's a new day and it's whatever it is, it's horrific and horrible. It's painful. So let them stay where they are. Let them make the most of it where they are. This is a slaughterhouse province. It's an abattoir.
Advice would be, my sisters from Eastern Cape, they must stop saying chicken must be tooted, referring to the men who would teach chicken must be tooted, because every time they say that, and then they think they are tootering the chicken. By the time when I be good to going back to Eastern Cape, it's a tunule, it's a like chicken. So instead of them tootering the chicken, they have become tootered one of themselves. So come to Gauteng to make money, work hard to make money, but not to come with the mindset to go to chicken must be tooted.
And advice, don't come to Gauteng and make friends. Stay with no friends, your life will be so much better. Don't get to Gauteng and have friends. Uzoba slow, uzoba stadach, uzoba.
You know, the funny thing is, I remember saying this to a friend of mine, that it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You could be in a rural area, you could be in the urban area. Because a lot of people always saying life is fast in Gauteng. It's not true. It's up to you as an individual.
How you want to
talk. Yeah, you know, you can go to work from work, go to the gym, or go read a book, or go watch TV, or go to the theater and
be nice.
And there are other places in rural Limpopo where your life can be just as fast as it is here.
My advice for anybody wanting to move to Gauteng, get your bread and go. Work and rent in Gauteng, but don't live in Gauteng. Don't make it home. Shumera Venda, Shumera Eastern Cape, Shumera Kimberley, Shumera Rustenburg, Shumera home, basically. Get your bread and go, guys, because the city is cold. But then I'm one to talk because I was born and bred in Gauteng, so I have no choice but to shumera Gauteng.
My advice would be, don't try and keep up with anyone. Some people are criminals and they make it look like they have proper jobs, so don't keep up with anyone. Just stay in your lane.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.